The 2011 NFBI State Convention Resolution Committee is now in order. I will begin by taking the roll. Allison Slaughter. Bill Reif.
Here.
David Meyer. Debbie Pittman. Denise Avant. Liz Botner. Mary Lou Grunewald.
Here.
Ronza Hoffman.
Here.
Steve Estellas.
Here.
Okay, I am George Villa. I'm the chair of the resolution committee. Debbie Stein has graciously read the minutes. Read the resolutions for us. Debbie, read resolution 01, please. Also, before we start, we're going to follow the usual procedure. You are welcome to be here as observers. There will be no comments taken from the floor or discussion involving the floor. Only the resolution committee will speak about the resolutions. The role of the members is to be informed of the resolutions. The chapter presidents or a designee will have a braille and a large print copy. It is important that you look at those copies, talk to your president or designee, talk to the other members of the chapter, formulate a position, and then be ready Sunday morning to vote on the resolutions. At that time, you may vote to pass, to fail, or to amend the resolution. Debbie, do you have a microphone?
Yes, I do.
Please start.
Resolution NFBI 2011, number 1, concerning a superintendent for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired. Whereas the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI, is an important component in the education of blind children throughout the state, assuming the responsibility of teaching children to acquire knowledge through the use of alternative techniques such as braille, effective use of assistive technology, and effective self-advocacy, and whereas training, supervision, and evaluation of teachers and others involved in the teaching and eventual transition of blind students are most effectively performed by those with expertise on how blind children learn and with experience teaching non-visual alternatives, and whereas ISVI superintendents have, until the appointment of the current ISVI superintendent, been required to have obtained degrees in both educational administration and in the education of blind and visually impaired children, with at least 15 years of experience in the field, and whereas the Illinois Department of Human Services Office of Rehabilitation Services, in an attempt to save administrative costs, eliminated the position of ISVI superintendent by assigning the functions of the office to the then superintendent of the Illinois School for the Deaf, ISD, and whereas under this combined superintendency, the office is responsible for supervising the educational and residential components of two campuses of children whose educational and communicational needs differ in important respects, and is expected to do so while short the administrative personnel such an undertaking requires, and whereas a combined superintendency such as that cobbled together by DHS virtually assures that an individual undertaking that position will not have the requisite qualifications historically expected of an ISD and an ISVI superintendent, and whereas the Illinois legislature, with the support of most stakeholders, enacted House Bill 170, which bill requires that ISVI and ISD again be overseen by separate superintendents appointed by the governor's office and qualified by education and experience to oversee their respective schools, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization commend Governor Quinn for signing Senate Bill 170, and be it further resolved that this organization calls upon the governor to establish a committee and a procedure that assures that the search for, evaluation of, and selection of a superintendent for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired is based on that person's ability to ensure the best education possible for blind children.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yes.
Bill, will you say a few words on behalf of the resolution? Bill Reif is the sponsor of that resolution.
Yes, I've been involved on a selection committee, for the previous superintendent, not the current one, but for Reggie Clinton, so I know what thought is put into that process when it's done, as it used to be done under DHS. At least there was a process that included, people with a teaching background, people from a number of, organizational perspectives. Carmen Dennis also had been on, some such committees. This resolution is designed to do two things. Number one, although we acquiesced in the short term, regarding the superintendency of Mary Beth Lauderdale, and let me make it clear, we have no problem, none whatsoever, with the job Mary Beth has done. Not only is her heart in the right place? She gets it in terms of what blind people, what the capabilities of blind children and blind adults are. So I want it clear that, and I think I can speak for the committee in saying that this is not about, wanting to separate Mary Beth from the school, but she's been given an impossible job to do. I actually believe that nobody would be happier than Mary Beth to be able to do a more limited job with the degree of excellence she's used to doing it. So, that's why I brought this forth. I think the state was extremely short-sighted in for the sake of some slight administrative costs, ruining a couple of good programs.
Thank you, Bill. Does anyone on the committee have anything to say regarding the resolution? Steve?
I support the resolution, but I have a procedural question. Why does the whereas clause refer to House Bill 170 and the resolve clause refer to Senate Bill 170? Is it House Bill or Senate Bill or both?
It's Senate Bill.
It is Senate Bill.
Okay.
That will be corrected.
Okay, we could correct that. Debbie, could you make a note of that, please?
Yes.
Meyer?
Dave?
Just a procedural thing more than anything. In the whereas where it talks about educational and communicational needs, did we take the AL off of communicational and make it educational and communication needs?
Does anyone have any comment on that?
educational is a word according to the spell check that I just...
Is that okay, Dave?
I stand corrected. It's also a word according to the
Dictionary.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else have anything? I call a question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying no. The resolution, it will get a recommendation of pass. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011 number 2, commending Mary Beth Lauderdale for her support of Newsline. Whereas NFB Newsline is an electronic newspaper service established by the National Federation of the Blind for those who are blind as well as those who are otherwise print impaired, features content that enhances the quality of life for subscribers to the service, including approximately 300 newspapers, 35 magazines, periodicals, and articles promoting services and events of agencies and organizations serving the blind, listings of local television programs, job listings from Career Builder, and weekly sale advertisements from Target, and whereas the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI, is an educational institution whose purpose it is to maximize the educational, academic, social, and vocational development of blind students within the state of Illinois, and whereas Mary Beth Lauderdale, superintendent of the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, recognized NFB Newsline as a useful tool to assist students of the school to maximize their full educational potential by scheduling 2 days for students to gain exposure to NFB Newsline by overseeing the schedule of individualized and group instruction in the use of this service. And whereas approximately 25 students subscribed to NFB Newsline as a result of the exposure they received, thanks to the scheduling of individualized and group instruction. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization commends Mary Beth Lauderdale for her strong support of and commitment to NFB Newsline.
Thank you, Debbie. Dave, do you have anything to say on behalf of the resolution?
Not really beyond what I think the resolution. I think the resolution speaks for itself. This is a way to recognize Mary Beth Lauderdale for some of the good things that she has done, and certainly her support of Newsline was one of them.
Thank you, Dave. Does anyone else have anything to say regarding the resolution?
Recommend you pass.
Second.
It's been moved and second that we make a recommendation of do pass. All in favor of the resolution, please signify
aye.
By saying aye.
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 All opposed, please signify by saying no. The resolution will get a pass recommendation. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011, number 3. Concerning funding for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI. Whereas, the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, ISVI, is a residential school charged with the responsibility of educating and training visually impaired and blind children. And whereas the school is to provide a comprehensive and quality education to visually impaired and blind children, and whereas the school provides visually impaired and blind children with the same coursework instruction as their sighted peers, and whereas Visually impaired and blind children require additional intensive training in the specialized areas of orientation and mobility, braille, and assistive technology. And whereas many visually impaired and blind children cannot receive such intensive training in these specialized areas within their home school districts, and whereas the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired provides additional intensive training in orientation and mobility, braille, and assistive technology, and whereas in order to properly educate, train, and protect visually impaired and blind children, the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired must hire qualified teachers, instructors, and other staff members. And whereas in May 2011, the Illinois legislature passed and Governor Pat Quinn signed the school's 2011-2012 budget, containing cuts in essential line items ranging from 10 to 50%. And whereas these cuts include 10.4% in personnel, 30.2% in contractual services, $191K for ISVI, 24% in commodities, $85K for ISVI, a 50% cut in telecommunications, and a 15% cut in operations and auto. And whereas contractual services include educational programs and health life safety services, and whereas in recent years contractual services have been underfunded and the school has had to reallocate funds from other services to adequately fund the contractual service component for the school, and whereas as a result of the 2011-2012 budget for ISVI, the school is qualified teachers and instructors and has to rely on retired teachers and substitute teachers on a temporary basis to fill necessary teacher and instructor positions at the school. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization strongly urge that the Illinois State Legislature and the Governor sign legislation restoring funding for the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired to 2010 funding levels, and be it further resolved that this organization strongly urge that such legislation properly allocate funds to contractual services so that the school will not have to reallocate funds from other services to adequately fund contractual services.
Thank you, Debbie. Denise, do you have anything to say on behalf of the resolution?
Okay, just briefly, this resolution is simply calling for the maintenance funding that the school has operated under for several years so that they can hire a permanent staff of teachers and other staff members in order to properly educate blind children, which is the mission of the school. Right now, they're just barely able to keep their educational staff in place, and that is essentially on a temporary basis. There is supposed to be a supplemental request for funding in the Illinois State Legislature at the end of the month, I'm told. So to that end, I drafted this resolution. I also asked that each of the departments be properly funded so that basically you don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul, which is what the school has had to do for the past several years, and that's it.
Thank you, Denise. Is there any discussion on the resolution?
Yes. The sales well,
one more time on it. Is there any discussion on the resolution? Steve?
Dallas recommends to pass.
Second.
Well, all in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying no. The resolution will get a due pass recommendation. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011 number 4. To support reauthorization of federal transportation legislation. Whereas Congress passed the Surface and Air Transportation Programs Extension Act of 2011, and whereas the President signed this bill into law on September 16th, and whereas this legislation extends funding for highways, public transit, and the Federal Aviation Administration through March 2012, and whereas some senators have voiced opposition to support for bicycle lanes and sidewalks, even though these improvements reportedly comprise only about 1.5% of the funding, and whereas more bicycle lanes and sidewalks complement public transit improvements, making communities more livable, and whereas many who are no longer comfortable driving, the elderly, those with limited vision, and the many who can't afford vehicle transportation can benefit from the access a bicycle-friendly and pedestrian-friendly city provides, and whereas the primary purpose of public transit is to take people to and from their jobs, whereas the U.S. Department of Labor and Social Security Administration reported that the unemployment rate of blind people exceeds 70%, and whereas effective public transit and safe pedestrian access are especially important for persons who either do not or cannot drive, including blind and visually impaired people, as they endeavor to lead active and productive lives, now therefore be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, in convention assembled this 9th day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization strongly urges the Illinois congressional delegation to support reauthorization of federal transportation legislation, including provisions for improved and enhanced public transit, as well as bicycle lanes and sidewalks.
Thank you, Debbie. Steve, do you have anything to say on behalf of the resolution?
The resolution is fairly straightforward. Just as a note of background, the reauthorization of the transportation programs are way overdue, regrettably related to the ongoing fractious atmosphere of the Congress. And the fact that we all got here via some kind of mechanized transportation demonstrates the need for the reauthorization of the legislation. And those of us who have walked on roads where they don't have sidewalks and you're, you know, like walking on a 3-foot strip of grass between the pavement and the drainage ditch, understand how and why it is that sidewalks
improve the quality of life in communities and so forth. So that, I also thank Bill for his comments and revisions. The language that he suggested, I think, has improved and strengthened the resolution. So thank you very much.
Recommend to pass.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
I'll call twice for discussion before I call the question. Is there any discussion on the resolution? Is there any discussion on the resolution? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying no. The resolution will get a do-pass recommendation. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Resolution 2011-05, NFBI, to maintain Amtrak as a cohesive, comprehensive rail passenger network. Whereas the National Railroad Passenger Corporation, Amtrak, runs a nationwide passenger rail system, and whereas Illinois is one of several states which provides additional funding of Amtrak service to cities across the state, and whereas several cross-country trains also make stops in Illinois, and additional regional trains supplement cross-country services, and whereas the fiscal year FY 2012 Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Bill would prohibit Amtrak from contributing federal funds to the operation of any train receiving state support, such as many regional trains serving Illinois, and whereas prohibiting Amtrak from spending federal funds to run trains exclusively with either state or federal funds, but not with a combination of both, would fragment service. And whereas the federal government, having a constitutional responsibility to promote interstate commerce, has a responsibility to maintain a robust commitment that makes interstate train travel affordable to at least the extent that massive federal resources have done for interstate vehicle and commercial air transportation, and whereas the abject failure of the federal government to do so has compelled states to form regional agreements, devoting scarce state resources to maintain affordable passenger rail transportation, and whereas so long as the federal government persists in underfunding affordable passenger rail transportation, is unwilling to increase funding for regional trains by 100% of that which states now provide, the all-or-nothing funding decision it would force on states is nothing more than a further repudiation of a proper federal commitment, one that is certain to result in the reduction or elimination of passenger rail service in affected regions. And whereas cross-country and regional trains use common personnel, track, stations, maintenance facilities, cars, and locomotives, and whereas effective public transit, including intercity passenger train service, is especially important for persons who either do not or cannot drive, including blind and visually impaired people, as they endeavor to lead active and productive lives. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this ninth day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization strongly urge the Illinois Congressional Delegation to maintain Amtrak as a cohesive, comprehensive rail passenger network by deleting this regressive provision from the FY 2012 Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development Appropriations Bill.
Thank you, Debbie. Steve, do you have anything to say on behalf of the resolution?
Once again, I commend Bill for his amendatory clauses that have strengthened and clarified the resolution and that make the resolution speak to the general societal issue of the importance of rail passenger service beyond the immediate political dilemma that this proposed, that the legislation in its current form presents us. So again, I think it's self-explanatory, and many of us have benefited and continue to benefit from the kinds of service that the federal and state governments provide. And I think the United States and Canada are probably two of the industrialized countries of the world that have not devoted the kind of attention and effort to rail service that many other countries, even many which are less industrialized than this one, have done.
Thank you, Steve. Is there any discussion on the resolution?
Recommend do pass.
Second.
Okay. One more call, please. Any discussion on the resolution? Now.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. Now we'll do it. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying no. The resolution will receive a pass recommendation. Thank you. Debbie, please read the next resolution.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Resolution NFBI 2011-06, regarding a more responsive and accountable ORS ORS director. Whereas, the Illinois Department of Human Services Office of Rehabilitation Services, ORS, has recently resigned and been replaced by Interim Director Chris Smith, and whereas efficiently allocated, appropriately targeted services are most effectively provided where there is communication between the agency providing the services and those with disabilities who understand the specialized challenges their disability presents, and whereas previous director Rob Kilberry's previous director, in parentheses, apparent preference for generalized rather than specialized services has led to ORS policies that directed inordinate resources to centers for independent living, which, on balance, offer few and ineffective services to the blind under terms that hinder the ability of the Bureau of Blind Services, BBS, to account for expenditures or monitor effectiveness, and whereas the former director had demonstrated little understanding of issues involving services for blind job seekers or blind senior citizens, as exemplified by his unmerited 2005 rescission of BBS requirements that would have permitted Centers for Independent Living to instruct blind seniors in the use of Braille, and whereas despite BBS's successful implementation of a pilot program in the Rockford area to assist blind and visually impaired high school students in their transition to college or employment settings, the former director refused to consider Blind Services Planning Council recommendations that the program be expanded to other areas of Illinois. And whereas the former director publicly expressed hostility regarding the necessity of the Business Enterprise Program for the Blind contending that, despite the over 70% unemployment rate among the blind, such a program is no longer necessary. And whereas the previous director failed to comply with statutory and federal requirements to consult with the Blind Services Planning Council and the Statewide Rehabilitation Council, thus failing to implement what could have been helpful suggestions while avoiding necessary accountability for services not effectively provided, and whereas the former director failed to assure that the Blind Services Planning Council receive the information and support necessary to advise the governor regarding budgetary and programmatic initiatives, and whereas interim director Chris Smith, through her recognition of the value of specialized services and her communication and collaboration with disability customer representatives, has already demonstrated the value of a constructive working relationship, implementing sensible ORS policy revisions that will enhance services to blind rehabilitation customers and blind seniors at little to no additional cost, and whereas the degree to which ORS policies can either advance or hinder efforts of blind customers to gain employment or increase independence is of such importance that the selection of a permanent ORS director should not be based primarily on political considerations. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled the 9th day of October in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization urge the governor to establish a task force for the purpose of selecting a permanent director of the Department of Human Services Office of Rehabilitation Services, which task force includes members of this organization, the Blind Services Planning Council, the Statewide Rehabilitation Council, and others representing the interests of those with disabilities. And be it further resolved that this organization urge the appointment of a director willing to maintain communication with and accountability to this organization and others, recognizing the value and effectiveness of specialized services. And be it further resolved that this organization seek methods of including requirements of accountability, communication with appropriate stakeholders, holder representatives, and a commitment to the value of specialized services as essential attributes of an ORS director position.
Thank you, Debbie. Bill, do you have anything to say on behalf of the resolution?
Yes, I do. Yes, the resolution does address a problem, that the problems that result when, there is not the communication, when there's not the support. I was on the Blind Services Planning Council for the majority of Dr. Kilberry's tenure. And it wasn't, throughout that time, the Blind Services Planning Council and indeed the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois sought, partnership with Rob. We, of course, sought that partnership through Betty Odom Davis and, had a receptive ear with her, but she was in the middle. It didn't matter whether she agreed with us, how she felt about what we said. And I really think Betty, by the way, cares, deeply about the success of blind people and, did and, you know, will continue doing what is in her power to do as she understands it. But you know, there was never a meeting that I went to where she wasn't expressing frustration with the you know, situation she found herself in, and so particularly with the Bureau being buried now under several layers, we not only need a director who listens to what happens, you know, underneath, whether it's their own bureaus, you know, and her own personnel, such as Betty, but also is willing to take those concerns up above and what, you know, do the advocacy through DHS and to the governor directly if necessary. A good director will do that. A director who doesn't care will do what the previous director did. We heard more excuses why we found out in the budget briefings, the state budget briefings, what program initiatives, ORS, and indeed the BBS would undertake. We were not treated as a partner. That I've expressed, you know, in the past, you know, tremendous frustration about being in that role. I'm hoping, you know, that the new director, whether it would be Chris Smith or somebody else a task force would suggest, would be a welcome breath of fresh air. And so, and I'm sure that there's others who could speak regarding this resolution. Dave Meyer now finds himself in the same unfortunate position I was in, except he's no longer having to deal with you know, that director. Bob Gardner at the statewide rehab council level, Annette Grove, who's also has, you know, been on that council, and so this is something many of us, you know, while we don't rejoice anybody's departure, we rejoice in the opportunities this presents, and we don't want those opportunities to be temporary. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Bill. Is there any discussion on the resolution?
Pittman.
Debbie?
Yes.
I just have a question. Do we risk any kind of lawsuit, such as slander or something like that, for naming him negatively in this resolution?
Can I make a comment?
Yes, Bill.
Well, the only reason, and I actually hesitated to name him publicly, but I wanted to make clear that we weren't talking about the current director, you know, the interim director. I you know, played with wording, and I wanted to make it clear that you know, Susan Smith is doing wonderfully, and if I could just take 20 seconds to make an observation about people calling other people out, I remember Rob making a promise to this group regarding employment and regarding being more open. He you know, made some, you know, in response to a question, he gave about a 60-second answer. Yours truly in... rather unfortunate, yours truly, you know, actually turned to a somebody sitting next to me, and I said, that means no. Rob was apparently looking at me, and he says, that does not mean no, Bill Reif. So there's that. So.
Meyer?
Yes, Dave.
Actually, I don't think that we have any threat of repercussions at all. Dr. Kilberry will no longer be in a policy-making decision regarding the directorship of the Office of Rehabilitation Services, as I understand it. He will probably be doing some work for the organization, but I don't believe he's in any sort of policy-making role at this time.
Thank you, Dave. Also, I might add this. As far as slander goes, truth is a defense against slander. If all what we said is true, we don't have to worry about anything.
Thank you. Move too fast.
Second.
All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please signify by saying no. The resolution will get a pass recommendation. Thank you. Debbie, please read the last resolution.
Resolution NFBI 2011-07 regarding fair wages for workers with disabilities. Whereas the Fair Labor Standards Act, FLSA, was passed in 1938 to provide workforce protections to American employees by establishing a federal minimum wage prohibiting employers from exploiting workers through the payment of wages below this specified minimum. And whereas Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act permits the Secretary of Labor to grant special wage certificates allowing specified employers to pay workers with disabilities at rates that are lower than the federal minimum wage, eliminating those workforce protections granted to every other American citizen. And whereas paying workers with disabilities sub-minimum wages stems from the public misperception that people with disabilities cannot be productive employees. Moreover, this exploitive standard for employment is patronizingly considered a compassionate opportunity for people with disabilities to receive the tangible and intangible benefits of work, that is in quotes. And whereas, when provided effective rehabilitation services, training, and support, employees with disabilities, even those with the most significant disabilities, can be as productive as non-disabled workers, obtaining jobs paying the federal minimum wage or higher. And whereas, though some employers possessing special wage certificates claim to provide rehabilitation and training to their workers with disabilities to prepare them for competitive employment, the fact that such employers choose to pay their workers with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage demonstrates that they do not possess the skill to prepare those workers for integrated employment in the mainstream economy. And whereas there are 148 facilities that possess a special sub-minimum wage certificate in the state of Illinois, which not only allows them to exploit the labor of people with disabilities through the payment of wages less than the federal minimum wage, it denies these same individuals the opportunity to receive the training and support to become competitively employed. And whereas the only way to discontinue this wage discrimination of workers with disabilities is to repeal Section 14C of the FLSA and to revoke every special wage certificate granted under that provision. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in convention assembled this ninth day of October 2011 in the city of Rock Island, Illinois, that this organization call upon every entity throughout Illinois that currently possesses a special wage certificate from the U.S. Department of Labor to immediately surrender their special wage certificate and to adopt a business model that values each of their employees with disabilities by paying them the federal minimum wage or higher. And be it further resolved that they join with the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois in our efforts to encourage the United States Congress to pass the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2011, which provides an incentive for employers to adopt a business model that pays employees with disabilities the federal minimum wage or higher by phasing out Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act and by revoking the certificates issued under that provision so that workers with disabilities are guaranteed the same workforce protection afforded non-disabled employees. And be it further resolved that this organization condemn and deplore every entity that continues to exploit people with disabilities through the payment of subminimum wages.
Thank you, Debbie. I'll call for discussion. Any discussion?
Ms. Dallas?
Yes, Steve.
Why does this resolution mention only 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act and not Section 511 of the Workforce Investment Act reauthorization legislation, to which we devoted so much attention last summer at the National Convention and in subsequent weeks with informational pickets and visits to senators and so forth and so forth?
Yes, Patty. Thank you, Patty.
Yeah, it does. It clarifies the issue.
As a point of order, Patty is also a member of the Resolution Committee ex officio. Does anyone else have any comments on the resolution? Any other discussion? I call the question. All in favor of the resolution, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, please signify by saying no. The resolution will receive a pass recommendation. Thank you. I wish to thank the committee for all the work they've done. This has been 2 months of telephone calls, emails, and personal exchanges, and it was well worth it. Also, thank 2 unofficial members of the committee, Linda Villa, for all of the help she has given us, and Debbie Stein. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie.